Unusual news, the 8th of April 2020. I think it is time to talk about some less serious things. One man who led police on a 109-mile-hour chase was driving his car from the passenger side. I guess he would have been behind the steering wheel if his dog wasn't sitting there. The car had hit several other cars and the police stated the man was driving under the influence. Police had reported while chasing the car they saw the dog behind the wheel. The car finally had to be stopped by throwing down spiked chains onto the road. When police went over to the car and asked the man what was going on, he clearly said he was trying to teach the dog how to drive. Oh, that explains everything. Elephants can be curious, and an elephant in India who was very young fell into a water tank. Forest rangers came over with the idea they could get him out, but several elephants prevented them from reaching the tank. It seems the elephants were organizing their own rescue mission. Several adults went to the tank and pulled the young elephant out without a problem. Since the coronavirus has been keeping a lot of people indoors, some wild animals have been taking advantage of this. Several neighborhoods in the United States have reported seeing small herds of deer roaming the streets. Recently, a large herd of deer decided to move into a London neighborhood. Residents of Harold Hill reported seeing the deer walking through the streets. Sometimes, one has to wonder how certain things are possible, and what I am about to tell you is one of those times. A man went into his car and drove 40 miles. So far, this doesn't seem unusual. What makes it unusual is the fact he didn't realize his dog was stuck under the car. When he discovered this, he called the fire department and they got the dog out. The dog was treated for his injuries and recovered. At least this had a happy ending. Police in Ohio were called to a house because there was a report of a gun being pulled and an argument ensuing. As the officers were collecting evidence, one opened a closet door and an alligator jumped out. Luckily, it was very small and obviously a juvenile. Police were able to pick it up and take care of the problem. This may be the first time an alligator came out of the closet. One thing which might make many of us cry is the fact a truck went on fire. What? You're not crying. What if I tell you the truck was full of toilet paper, a commodity which in some places is rarer than gold right now? The truck caught fire on a road in Texas. While the coronavirus is keeping people in, not every town or city which is experiencing animals wandering is seeing deer. One town in Wales had over 100 goats invade. The residents were not too happy because the goats were eating all their plants. The name of the town is Llandudno. The goats were Kashmiri goats and the townspeople claim the exact count of goats was 122. The makers of Bush Beer have teamed up with the Minnesota Animal Rescue and made an offer which is hard to refuse for many. They state they will give 3 months' worth of free beer to anyone who adopts or fosters a dog from this group. There has been a turkey which has taken up residence in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. It has hung around one neighborhood for almost a year, and the residents seem to like it and even gave it the name Turk. Obviously, Turk is short for turkey. Recently, the turkey decided to go out of the neighborhood, and this caused many calls to the police, who then sent out several police and cars to round the bird up. Unfortunately, the bird was too much for the police and got away even after they had it cornered. The bird is now a flight risk. A recent survey was taken which indicated 12% of all stay-at-home workers switch off their video cameras, the reason being they are not wearing clothes or enough of clothes to be seen by others. Things didn't go too well for a priest giving a televised mass. One should make sure if you televised on Facebook, you should check your settings first. Apparently, the priest didn't do that and left the settings on AR filters active. This caused the priest to appear in various cartoon disguises as the mass went on. I'm sure this entertained many, but when the priest found out, he was not too happy about it. The coronavirus has caused all sorts of strange things to happen. When a couple wanted to get married, arrangements were made where a friend officiated from his fourth-story window. Originally, the couple were going to be married at the Marriage License Bureau the day after they had received their license, but that day the mayor of New York City closed the bureau due to the virus. A restaurant in Minnesota has hit upon a way to increase their takeout business. With every order over $25, you will receive a roll of toilet paper. When Disney closed Disneyland, a lot of people were disappointed, but it had to be done because of the coronavirus. There was one man, however, who might have been more disappointed than anybody else. He had visited Disneyland for 2,995 days in a row. This took him over 8 years to accomplish. He was trying for a Guinness World Record. A woman in California had an odd dream. She dreamt she was on a train with her fiancé when some bad people appeared who were going to steal her engagement ring. She then dreamt she took a glass of water after taking the ring off and swallowing it. She then woke up and noticed the ring was missing. The woman has a history of sleepwalking. It didn't take long for her to realize she must have swallowed her ring, and this was affirmed when a doctor took an X-ray. Doctors were able to take the ring out of her intestines. It is being said one of the most things being stolen by shoplifters at this time is rolls of toilet paper. Stores are getting wiped out. You just can't make some of this stuff up.